Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Chris Loffrey. Lori Walsh is off today. Each Friday, we bring you poetry from Studio 47 with Patrick Hicks. Here's today's episode.
This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Jim Reese. Reese was born in Des Moines, Iowa, on December 13, 1972. The Midwest and the Great Plains, it has to be said, defines much of his work. He is a poet that deeply understands and appreciates a sense of place. He received his bachelor's degree from Wayne State College and then went to the University of Nebraska-Omaha for his MA before getting his PhD from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. He has written a number of poetry collections, including Wedding Cake and Funeral Ham, These Trespasses, Ghost on Third, Really Happy, and his latest collection, Dancing Room Only. Reese has won the Allen Ginsberg Poetry Award, as well as a Distinguished Public Service Award for recognition of his work with the Educational Department at the Yankton Federal Prison Camp. More on that in a minute. He is the director of the Great Plains Writers Tour, as well as the editor of 4 p.m. Count, and he has given readings all over America, including at the Library of Congress. Reese is currently a professor of English at Mount Marty College in Yankton, South Dakota. Today's poem is Sunshine Handcuffs Plexiglass Scars. One of the things I admire about Reese's poetry is that he shines a spotlight on what others tend to overlook, be that small-town life in the Midwest or, as in the case of our poem today, those who are imprisoned. Since 2008, Reese has been just one of six artists in residence throughout the country who work with the Department of Justice's Federal Bureau of Prisons. That is to say, he is just one of six writers who go around prisons in our nation and offer writing classes. You might wonder why such things matter. This is a good question. And as Reese rightfully points out, if we don't educate these men while they are behind bars, what can they achieve when they are released back into society? He advocates, correctly I feel, that if we help these men while they are serving time, they will be more productive citizens when they become our neighbors. After all, according to at least one governmental source, one in three people of working age in America has some sort of criminal record. One in three. That means there is an excellent chance that you know someone who has served time or is serving time. Our poem today is based on a true story. This is Sunshine, Handcuffs, Plexiglass, Scars by Jim Reese. See these flowers, a student says. They're closed at night, and in the morning they're open, stay open most of the day. I don't know what they're called. I had these same flowers by my front steps. The stems feel plastic, almost fake. They break easily. We aren't supposed to touch them here. You know, one of the prisons they had me at, I could step into a corner of my cell and get a sliver of sunlight. It would hit me right here. He cranes his neck and closes his eyes. Right here on my face for about half an hour. That was the only sunlight I'd see. It's mental deprivation. It works. Hell, most guards don't know what you're in for. They don't care. We were loaded on a 747 one winter, and we were standing on the tarmac without any jackets. Bunch of us. Just a t-shirt and orange pants, no socks, no shoes. They had our legs chained at the ankles so tight I was bleeding all over my feet, and they were freezing. Scars are still here. He puts his leg onto a bench and pulls down his sock to show me. You know, I'm no killer or psycho. My whole stint that got me here lasted only 5 months. That's how long it took me to hit bottom. Hanging out with some terrible people I thought were my friends, and I backslid down the whole way that fast. Meth will eat you up. 15 years I'll be down for an addiction I couldn't shake. Could have never imagined. When my daughter used to come visit me, I'd be behind those glass partitions. She'd tell me, Daddy, roll down this window. I'd say, I can't, honey. She'd ask, when are you going to come home? Soon, I tell her. Now she wants to know the date. She'll be graduated by then.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. All poems used with permission, recorded live to tape at Augustana University, and produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.